It's a scorching hot morning in the Navajo Nation. In the foothills of Navajo Mountain, Leland Tomasio is standing outside his home, trying to catch a breeze.
We have a metal roof on top, you know, so all that heat just kind of builds up inside and it just cooks the place up inside.
That wasn't always the case, but Tomasio says the reservation feels hotter each year. The Tomasios are one of 13,000 families living without electricity here. That's nearly a third of the homes on the reservation, which stretches across parts of Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico. A Navajo utility nonprofit started in the late 50s to help change that, but progress has been slow since then. A land dispute with the Hopi tribe led to a development ban across 1.5 million acres for several decades, and getting a home site lease approved and accepted for electricity development can take years.
So come on in.
Yeah.
Back at the Navajo Nation, the Tomasios are standing in their kitchen. A coffee maker and microwave are on the counter. Paulette Tomasio says they've never been used.
You wish you had all these stuff in you, like, oh, these are going to be on soon.
She then points at the stainless steel fridge tucked against the far wall.
Even this refrigerator, this is a fake refrigerator.
But days without a refrigerator and air conditioning are now over for the Tomasios. Their home was one of 170 on the reservation that got connected to the electric grid this year. That's thanks to a mutual aid program called Light Up Navajo that relies on private and federal funding and volunteer workers.
That just brings tears to my eyes. And then, like, every morning we get up and I just always think to myself, I'm just waiting, wait, one day this will come.
And now she says heat-related stresses no longer consume her. For National Native News, I'm Caleb Radel.